The children flocked around the wagon loaded with gifts and marveled at the sweets they couldn't come across in Turnera. Not far away, Angeline fished through her belongings, presenting them one by one to Belgrave.
This is the mulled wine I like best. You put these spices and honey in it, then drink it. It's delicious.
I see. You're old enough to drink now, Angie.
Yeah.
Seeing his daughter so grown up, Belgrave offered a happy yet lonesome smile. The girl proudly showing off everything she brought was definitely Angie. She had been waist high when she left, but now she stood around chest level. Her short hair had grown out, and while she still had a bit of childish innocence, her features had matured. He stared at the back of the gold plate she had given him. It was about the size of his palm and proved she was an S-rank adventurer.
I guess this is the hard part of being a parent.
What's wrong, Dad?
Just talking to myself.
While Belgrave sunk into his thoughts, Angeline pouted with puffed-up cheeks. All of a sudden, she pounced at his chest, pushing her face in and nuzzling.
The smell of firewood and hay. You really do smell nice, Dad.
The things my daughter says. I guess you're still a spoiled girl no matter how much you've grown.
I'll always be your daughter.
Good grief.
Belgrave patted her head with a troubled smile. While not perfectly straight, her hair was glossy and beautiful, completely unlike his own red mane, though this was natural since they were not blood relatives. He turned to look at Anessa and Miriam, who were standing back in a daze.
Thank you for coming with her. It must have been a long and tiring journey.
Snapping to their senses, they both waved their hands in refutation.
Not at all, Anessa stammered. It's nice to have a laid-back trip once in a while. It's the first time I've seen Angie like that. She really must love her father, Miriam said.
Belgrave scratched his cheek.
It didn't used to be this serious, but it's been a long time.
5 years. 5 whole years. No, almost 6 years even. I'm surprised I held out so long. I deserve some applause.
Angeline circled around him and jumped onto his back. She placed her chin atop his head, grinding it against his hair. She was acting like a child, no more and no less. Was this really Angeline? Anessa had a forced smile on her face while Miriam grinned.
She did that whenever I carried her on my back, Belgrave recalled,
and for a while he let her do as she pleased. Ultimately, though, he wrapped his arms behind his back and prodded her head away. She gleefully cried out as he did.
Angie, these souvenirs are good and all, but make sure you get your own luggage into the house.
Oh, that's right. Okay, Anne, Mary, get your things in the house. Yeah, sure. Got it.
And so the three girls hoisted up their travel bags that were still in the wagon.